Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
From KQED.
When I was 9 years old, I claimed a notebook by signing my name on the cover, Jesse, with a heart dotting the letter I. I filled the pages in swooping script, detailing jokes I'd heard and Girl Scout adventures. 54 years later, I still keep a journal, and a while back started to read them. Skimming a few entries overwhelmed me. Yes, there were happy times, but many days the tone is bleak. Like this observation, everybody makes choices and I've made mine. Most of them have been mistakes. I'd recently published my second book, a novel, and felt drained by the effort. Although it had won awards, sales were discouraging. Doubt began to erode my self-confidence. Why bother? Who cares? Why did I think I was a writer anyway? Then out of the blue, a college roommate called. Ellen and I hadn't spoken since 1980, when we'd won scholarships for a semester in London. She reminded me of our pub runs, dinners of fried cabbage and spaghetti, and the time we hitchhiked to Scotland. Maybe it wouldn't be so terrible to revisit my history after all. Days later, I dug out my journals and laid them on our dining room table for 10. The 39 volumes took up the entire surface. "Wow," my husband said, picking one up. "I had no idea." I grabbed back the notebook. Journaling is a private activity. My notations are raw and unfiltered. Scribbling my feelings has allowed me to remove anguish from my body and place it on the page. My plan now is to read the story of my life. I trust the exercise will teach me something, but simply unpacking the journals and taking in the sheer volume of words already has taught me a lot. If we are what we do, I am a writer. If a writer is someone who writes, I am a writer. Published or not, widely read and reviewed or not, whether the world cares or not, I am a writer. With a Perspective, I'm Jessica O'Dwyer.
Support for Perspectives comes from Comcast, dedicated to serving California communities by offering digital equity initiatives and providing financial donations to help families and seniors get online and participate in the digital economy. More at california.comcast.com.
Do you love your local bookstore? Well, I have the perfect event for you. This Saturday, April 27th, is Independent Bookstore Day. It's a day to celebrate your favorite local bookstore. I'm Olivia Allen Price, host of the Bay Curious podcast here at KQED, and I'm popping in to let you know that we will be hosting an event at Green Apple Books in San Francisco for the occasion. Come out for an author Q&A about the Bay Curious book. We'll be playing some Bay Area-themed trivia. There will be prizes and so much more. And the best part, tickets are donation-based, and all proceeds go to the Prisoners Literature Project. Learn more at kqed.org/live. I hope to see you there.